for a change, and Wisconsin back in its own zone. 4-1 Wolverines try to advance to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals against the winner of the Penn State-Ohio State Series. Lucius now looking backside, Caulfield, but the pass well too far in front of him. Lucius had a shot if he wanted it left wing, elected not to. Wanted to pass instead. He was looking for options and then too late to shoot, and he's upset with himself.
He's very poised with the puck a lot of times. That time may be too much.
Here's Samuskevich, centering pass on the rush, deflected by Tyson Jugnauth. Dylan Duke now out to the point, and Hughes, it's slowly moving. A long-range shot stopped by Moe. Rebound there. Badgers try to clear, cannot. Hughes twirls away from Bantle. Right wing, TJ Hughes, rocket missed. And that goes off the netting, stopping play. 13:06 to go here in the second. It's Michigan 4, Wisconsin 1. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco. Wisconsin trails Michigan 4-1 in an elimination game in the Big Ten tournament. Badgers battling for the puck in the defensive zone. Moyle with it, though, defended by Gorniak. Holds backside right, and Karanen's long-range blast stopped by Moe, and he covers. And now Lodge tied up. Moyle in there. Lodge and Estapa were going at it initially, and then the captain for Michigan stepped in too, and now Horbach has a few words for Moyle, and the linesman needs to step in between those two.
Jack Horbach just observing the proceedings.
Nice.
Stayed out of it physically, but presumably got things going with his mouth a little bit there.
Face off to the right of Moe, Dominic Mersch. And his linemates Liam Malmquist and Zach Erdahl back out. Michigan counters with its second line of Nazer with Hallam on the left and Ciccolini on the right. Lodge trying to dig it free. It slides out to center. Erdahl with it. Drops it to Malmquist in traffic and able to nudge it deep into the Michigan zone. Erdahl carries Holtz into the end boards, but Holtz gets some help now from Nazer, who freaked out with Dominic Mersch pressuring him, and he forced a turnover. Now here's Wisconsin's Malmquist, tried to play it deep to Kerr, who had eventually caught up to it and flipped it to the corner where Malmquist and Nazer are tied up. Nazer, nice job off the wall, got it off to Ciccolini. Now Hallam. Hallam waddles his way across the Wisconsin line. The left-hander turns back towards the blue line looking for reinforcements. Drops it off now Ethan Edwards. He goes to the half-boards left. Now to the goal line, backside pass for Hallam, too hot to handle. He was open to the left of Jared Moe. Long-range shot by Casey off the left pad of Moe. Gathered in by Edwards, sidesteps Mersch, who lost his stick. And it's between the legs of the defenseman. Now the Badgers, Erdahl the other way, but slowed by Casey, who took the puck away. Forlicky, fresh off the bench, skates down the half boards left. Able to keep it alive in the attacking zone, but then Malmquist can't reach. Puck taken away by Casey. Stramel on him. Lucius there too. But now it's Ethan Edwards who banks it out too strongly, and Michigan has iced the puck. 11:31 to go, second period. Wolverines 4 and the Badgers 1. Adam Fantilli, maybe this year's Hobie Baker Award winner. 3 goals and a helper for the Maize and Blue.
And last shift for Wisconsin, that again, the fourth line, there was a play at the blue line that turned in some offense for Michigan, but it was about an inch away from Zach Erdahl knocking the puck out and going on a breakaway. They had a couple of close chances there and a pass up the middle with Erdahl again to possibly go on a break.
Stramel won the faceoff. Kuhlman's off-balance shot wide to the left of Portillo. Edwards plays it to the wall, but not out. Stramel trying to set up Desain foul. Out to the point now. Kuhlman's toe pull. Shoots one up to the right shoulder, and Portillo made the stop and just snugged it to his shoulder. Face-off to come with 11:15 to go, second period. Michigan on top, 4-1. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Some good puck movement there in the offensive zone. Looked power play-ish for Wisconsin and their top line, and got the puck back to the point for Kuhlemans, who ended up taking a shot, though there wasn't much in front of the net for Wisconsin.
Stramel wins the faceoff back to Lucius. Snaps a pass across to Kuhlemans. Oh, he darts past McGroarty. Open shot, and then Brindley covered and blocked the shot. Nice play. And now he lobs it over the leaping Tyson Jugnauth back into the Wisconsin zone. Fantilli pressures and knocked it to the near corner. Brindley faked left, came back right, but then was pinned against the wall by Kulemans. Wisconsin can't clear, however. Fantilli left right wing to McGroarty. Back to Fantilli. He lobs one towards the Badger net. Knocked down by the right hand, of course, and Kulemans to the stick of Stramel, and they'll call that a hand pass. So a faceoff in the Badger zone. 10:46 to go, second period, 4-1 Wolverines.
Adam Fantilli just has the puck along the boards. Didn't have anything really to do with it, so he just lobbed a backhander towards the net. See what happens. Ends up getting a faceoff out of it when Kulemans knocks it out of the air to get it out of harm's way.
Stramel trying to dig deep for some energy here. A long shift for the Badgers' top scoring line. Lone goal tonight scored by Lucius from DeSaint fouling Kulemans. Michigan wins the draw. Walking in, low right, huge shot blocked. DeSaint foul, patient with a puck, outlet to Lucius. Stramel will fill, 2-on-1, 2-on-2. Lucius Topol can't get a shot off as it slid towards the slot, intercepted by TJ Hughes. Now Stramel changes on the rush against Lucius, coming back and slowing Samuskevich just a bit. Now Luke Hughes around behind his back past Lucius. Left wing pass out of the reach of Samuskevich, who catches up. Long range shot by Carradine, bouncing around. Moe looking for it, can't reach it though. Now to the left wing, it's Samuskevich again. Nearing the halfway point of this hockey game, it's 4-1 Michigan. Wisconsin's Dexheimer batted it off the glass. Lucius still out there, long shift, hands off Bantle. Carson Bantle, hip check by Samuskevich, went right through it. Tough angled shot by Bantle, stopped by Portillo, and he almost knocked it back into himself. Eventually covered, stopping play. 9:53 to go, second period. Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-1. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The two other road teams in the best of three first-round Big Ten tournament series have forced a game three. Michigan State won at Notre Dame today 4-2, and Penn State has knocked off Ohio State 2-1 in overtime. Kevin Wall, the game-winning goal in OT for the Nittany Lions, who got 55 saves from Liam Soulier. So Penn State and Ohio State tomorrow in game three in Columbus. Michigan State, Notre Dame, game three in South Bend. Badgers would love to stay in Ann Arbor and play a game three against Michigan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central Time. Face off to the left of Portillo, won by Michigan, rimmed around to the far wall, pinching in Vorlicki, lets it go to Stang, open, off-balance shot, got through, loose, and Vorlicki had a chance in tight with Portillo down, and it ricocheted off something behind the net. Here comes Granowitz now for Michigan. The stop is onside. Left wing Granowitz, hard to the net. Backhand shot. Oh, swallowed up by Jared Moe, sliding on his knees and just held on to the puck. 9:34 remaining here in the second. 4-1 Michigan.
A nice play in the offensive zone after the faceoff by Wisconsin. Little tap back by Vorlicki and went to the net. Sam Stang got the puck around the net, and Badgers had a chance on the rebound. The other way was Jared Moe being really aggressive on the goaltending, coming out to the right side of his post and making sure there was nothing there.
They'll stay with Granowitz and Estapa and Moyle, their grinder line, if you will. The Badgers have Lindmark Horbach out there and Jack Gorniak now playing with those two. As Carson Bantle has been moved, I think, to Gorniak's spot on the top line with Stang and Caulfield. Steal at center by Jack Gorniak. He'll send it into the right corner. Lindmark goes to get it behind the net to the left corner. Out to the point, Lou Master, and he fanned at the shot. Took a hit from Estapa, or Granowitz, that is. And now a whistle delayed offside on Michigan. Badgers have the puck. Lotch, long lead feed. Horbach hands off Korniak on the edge. Cutting in on Pearson. Backhand shot. Rebound attempt by Korniak and stopped by Portillo. He holds. And now Horbach and Ciccolini mixing it up. Portillo's not afraid to throw his stick and gloves around. And are we going to have penalties or not? Colin Kronfors is going to take Owen Lindmark.
He came in late with a stick. They decide to call one finally.
Slashing on Wisconsin's Lindmark at 10:58. Michigan, one for one on the power play tonight, gets another crack at it.
And Owen Lindmark had a big hit in the defensive zone on a play earlier. We've seen plays all game where somebody came in and tried to make a play on a puck and they decided to call it this time. I would say Michigan's power play goal before was kind of just that lucky bounce right away. So,
right. Well, they've got Fantilli back out there. He's got three goals tonight. Faceoff won by Caulfield. Kerr tried to rim it around and out, and the referee got in the way. So Michigan holds the zone. Luke Hughes with it. Left point. Out to Fantilli. Back to Hughes straight away. Works to his left. Puts one in front, and Mo got his right pad on it. McGroarty trying to take Moe's eyes away, and now the Badgers able to jam it free. Keep in mind, with Lindmark in the box, one of the Badgers' better penalty killers. Wisconsin about 78% on the PK, but in this arena, Wisconsin's given up six power play goals and 17 chances against this season. Brindley, right wing, pressured by Vorlicki, dumps it in, but Jared Moe on one knee, rimmed it around the high glass, taken away, Stang, nice little scoop pass, breakaway, Mersch shorthanded, Dominic Mersch comes in, shoots, stopped by Portillo, couldn't touch the rebound. Oh, Dom had a breakaway last night and scored here tonight. Portillo up to the task. Here's Fantilli, power play continues for Michigan. Rink wide pass, McGroarty protects, bad pass, but it somehow got through to Fantilli, back pedals half boards right, cross ice, backside, McGroarty wide open, but he couldn't catch it cleanly and pushed it wide. Hughes again, right wing, Fantilli open, Samuskevich, save made, Mo, Badgers clear.
Oh, Badgers survived there with McGroarty having the puck and a pretty empty net. He couldn't finish it, and Dominic Mersch, golden opportunity to make this a two-goal game. Had a breakaway last night finish. This one was kind of from the sideboards, a little bit of a tough angle.
Oh, look out on the rush. A chance for Ethan Edwards with Mo moving back to his right. But again, they couldn't put it in the back of the net. Here's Horbach. Puts his head down, comes in. Oh, a glove save made by Portillo as Horbach got a step on Seamus Casey. Badgers have had good chances here shorthanded.
Yeah, Horbach kind of went inside on one of the forwards, and the forward bit, and he was created some of his own space and almost created his own breakaway.
Badgers win the puck and clear it all the way down. Lindmark's penalty about to expire. Badgers get the job done this time on the penalty kill, but still trail Michigan 4-1 with 7 minutes left in the second period. Michigan out of its own end. TJ Hughes, slowed by Lucius, took the puck away. Wanted to poke it ahead for Stramel, but Stramel didn't read the play as Lucius had. Now Stramel uses a stick to jam it free, but then lost it again. And then DeSaint Fowl takes down Casey. No penalty called. DeSaint Fowl's got the puck, and the Badgers have it. Stretch pass attempt by Wisconsin's Vorlicki deflected. Now Lucius across the line. Toe pull. Stramel tries to avoid his teammate and goes down in a heap near side. And now Michigan with numbers to our left. Holtz, left wing, Granowitz cuts back to his right. A cutoff by DeSaint Fowl, and now Lodge hard rim around to the stick of Mersch. Taps off Lucius. Down the middle he comes. Now fans off right. Right wing DeSaint Fowl leans in. Shot save. Rebound. It goes in. Matthew DeSaint Fowl, a hat trick last night. He's got 5 goals in the last 3 games. 7 in the last 5. Badgers back within 2.
And that, again, the fourth line guys. Dominic Mersch came on for Charlie Stramel. Made a nice little pass play off the end. And Matthew DeSaint Fowl trying to watch the replay here. He shot it. The puck kind of disappeared for a while. Portillo slowly spun, and the puck spun out and into the net.
12th goal of the season for Matthew DeSaint Fowl. It comes at 13:51. Fourth goal of the weekend for DeSaint Fowl. He's trying to match Adam Fantilli. A 4-2 game, 6 minutes left in the second period. Korniak out there trying to pester Fantilli, who was bumped off the puck by Wisconsin's Lindmark and forced out to center. Fantilli so gifted with the biscuit. Now right wing pass Brindley, traps back to Pearson. Michigan slowed by Wisconsin's defense as the Badgers five wide on the blue line. But now Fantilli in the far corner. Ooh, a backhand shot, tough angle, and Mo made the stop, and now a whistle. We got a penalty on Michigan as Wisconsin's Lindmark just got knocked down in the Michigan's offensive zone, and they're going to take Fantilli, who again is, he's got an edge to him. That is the 19th penalty on Adam Fantilli. He cross-checked Lindmark to the ice, so the Badgers get a quartz power play and a chance to get within one.
And right before that, Gavin Brindley interfered with one of the better defensemen behind the net, but yes, Wisconsin scored on the first one, get them in the game after the first 10 minutes were a little rough here. Just got a goal by Matthew DeSaint-Fowle. Here's another chance to creep in and make this a lot more manageable with another goal here.
DeSaint-Fowle's goal assisted by Lucius and Caulfield, they say, at 13:51. I think Mersch should get the secondary assist. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Trailing by two, DeSaint-Fowle fighting through the stick check of Nolan Moyle. Able to free the puck for Caulfield. Slow-moving pass. Kuhlman's now protecting. Tied up by a stop, but taken away by Moyle. Foot race now. Moyle, potential break. He's coming in shorthanded. Deke backhand, trying to go five-hole. Mo kicked it out. Turnaround shot by a stop, but goes up off the top of the cage to the corner. And then Edwards wipes out Badgers with a puck. Lead feed out of the reach of Bantle. Badgers just iced it on the power play. 5:02 to go. Second period. We've had breakaways. Short-handed breakaways on both sides now.
Oh, that was a nifty little move there by Michigan. Kind of just lost or let the puck go and try to get Mo going one way. And Mo held his ground, left his left leg down just in time and made the save and ended up making a second save to make sure it stayed a two-goal game here.
Michigan wins the faceoff shorthanded. Hughes forced it towards the corner. Didn't like it that Wisconsin's DeSaint-Fowle got in his way and shoved him down to the ice with a little extra on it, too. Caulfield will whip it in. Right corner to left. Hughes after it. Tried to get it underneath Bantle. Carson able to hold the zone. Kick free. Kuhlman's. There's a stick battle near the Badger bench. Michigan can't clear. Bantle tries to heave it back deep. Eventually comes free now to Luke Hughes. His sauce ahead to Hallam knocked down. And then he tries again to spring Hallam. Intercepted by Wisconsin's Lucius. At center. Excellent stick handling by Cruz. Lucius walks around Granowitz's left wing. And Bantle slowly moves towards the net as Lucius sets. Looks. What's he going to do? He's going to throw it to the point in Dexheimer. Now left wing Jugnauth steps in. His shot blocked. Pinballed around. Luke Hughes has it, and he'll fling it all the way down on Wisconsin's Jared Moe. And it bounced on edge and almost beat Moe over his stick as he was leaning left. Well, that puck came back right and almost got him.
He was looking to make a pass up the ice there. He had his body turned to the side and didn't have support of his stick.
Got a whistle. Offside called on Wisconsin. Nope, six men on the ice. On whom? Six men on the ice against Michigan? Or five men on the ice? What do we have here?
Puck's down in the offensive zone for Wisconsin, so
they had too many men on the ice on the penalty kill with 24 seconds left, so the Badgers will get a 5-on-3 for 24 seconds. The referee put six fingers up, but they only had four skaters at the time. On Michigan, too many men at 16:02. So tonight they count right, and the Badgers have a chance here to get within one with a 5-on-3 power play for 24 seconds. Bench minor being served by Eric Ciccolini. Face off to the left of Portillo. Bantle taps it off to Lucius. Out to the point now in Kuhlman's. Kuhlman's walking, looking. Left wing now DeSaint-Fowle. 15 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Low right Caulfield at the dot. Cross ice now Kuhlman's. Badgers just keep backpedaling. Are they going to shoot? They do. Portillo with a save as he comes out top of his crease and now covers. 5 seconds left in the 5-on-3. The Badgers this season are 1-for-5 during 5-on-3 power plays over a span of 4.5 minutes. DeSaint-Fowle's bringing the group together here to chat a little bit.
It was a lot of motion for Wisconsin that there was no way anything was going to happen from the way they were passing to guys with the wrong hands on certain places and just get backpedaling around the ice.
Ball field again against Brindley on the faceoff. It's loose in the slot, picked up by Luke Hughes, and he'll fire it down. They'll get the job done on the 5-on-3, but the Badgers have a minute 34 left on 5-on-4 hockey, trailing 4-2, final few minutes of the second period here at Yost Arena. DeSaint Paul at center, weaved right, back left, lost the puck, got spun around by Edwards, and Michigan clears. Mo well out of his net. Kuhlman's hustling down as Fantilli's trying to force Mo into a turnover, and Jared just holding on to the puck in the corner, now spins it around to Malmquist, who almost gave it away. Fantilli bats it back out to center. Badgers have too many men on the ice. 5, 6, 7. Nope, they say 4. We play on.
They actually have 3, and now 4 and 5 finally.
That was a wild change. Here's Estapa on the drive to the net. Cut off, forced behind the cage. Twirling escape move by Malmquist as he skates up the middle of the ice. 45 seconds left on the court's power play. Stramel tried to sidestep Hallam near the blue line, and it trickled back across. Badgers have to touch up. Jugnauth saw head right on goal. Portillo, instead of covering, he paddles it to the far wall, and that's where Holtz went and got it, and he flings it down. Now Mo out of his net. Long lead feed to the Michigan blue line. Stramel, he's got it. What's he going to do? Slides it to Jugnauth that got batted in the air, and then diving to clear was Brindley. And then cutting in is Nazer. Steals the puck on the attack. Brindley around behind his back. Michigan shorthanded for 12 more seconds. Out near the blue line, it's Casey. Centering pass, slot. Brindley calms it down. Now throws it back into the Michigan zone. That'll do it for the Badgers power play. Wisconsin had a 5-on-3 for 24 seconds and a 5-on-4 after that for a minute and a half and failed to convert. Still down 4-2, under 2 minutes left of the period. Backside pass by Michigan, intercepted by Jugnauth. Here's Mersch with Malmquist, 2-on-1. Mersch, toe pull, shoots one off the head of Portillo and out of play. Oh, he had a man hard drive down the middle. Stang. Dominic elected to take the shot instead. Portillo made the stop and a faceoff in the Michigan zone. 1:42 left here in the second period. Badgers down a pair.
Mersch actually banked it off the head of Portillo. He was looking to try to make a pass. Kind of slowed down a little bit. Michigan got a chance to almost make it back to a 2-on-2, and he fired off the shot.
He's trying to go up by the left ear of Portillo and instead hit him right in the bean. Michigan wins the defensive zone faceoff, lobbed out to center. Forlicky keeps it away from Samuskevich and now scoops it off the glass out to center. Pearson braces for a hit, and we've got a whistle and a hand pass called on the Wolverines. I'd like to thank Culver's for being our annual sponsor, the Culver's Kit of the Game at Badger Men's Hockey Games. Once again this season, we had lucky winners that received 4-game tickets at Culver's gift pack. They got to ride the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. Again, thanks to Culver's for being part of Wisconsin Badger Hockey on the Badger Sports Network. Face off to Portillo's right. Chance for Wisconsin. Steve St. Fowley shot it off the side of the net. From our angle, it almost looked like it went in. He was trying to go short side on Portillo. We saw the net flutter, but it was on the outside, not the inside. Caulfield steal, puts it in front. Stick to side by Portillo in the near corner. 70 seconds left in the period. Badgers down 4-2. Bantle battling with Hallam or Hughes and Hughes. Wraparound chance. Here's Wisconsin. Steve St. Fowley again. Bantle with a big body behind the net. Caulfield got it in front. DeSaint Fowl roofed it. His second of the game, his fifth of the weekend. It's 4-3 now.
Hard battle behind the net. It was Bantle with two players. The puck popped out. Brock Caulfield picked it up, tried the wrap. Puck went off his stick, and Matty DeSaint Fowl had great position in front. Hit the net. He took a big hit after, too. But he earned the goal.
Wow.
Wisconsin had chances. They had a 5-on-3, a couple of power plays here, and instead they get within one at even strength.
Shorthanded breakaway by Murray. I mean, so many chances, right? But now DeSaint Fowl scores at 18:57. Caulfield and Bantle with the helpers. 13th goal of the year for DeSaint Fowl, who started the weekend with 8. It's 4-3. 1 minute left in the second period. This is playoff hockey. Dumped in, Mo behind his net to Lodge. Got it caught up in his skates. Estapa trying to pull it free. Lodge battling right with him. Lodge with the leverage and the length. And he gets it off to Erdahl dangerously. And now Luke LeMaster flips it out through center. After it, Malmquist reaches around the defenseman, Karinen, trying to cycle it down low to Erdahl. Puck taken away by Granowitz. Erdahl, back pressure, can't pull it free. Holtz now ahead to Estapa, and he'll heave it deep. 30 seconds to go in the period. A 4-3 Michigan lead. I almost said Mishconson.
What am I doing?
Just settle down a little bit. I'm sure Mrs. Andringa was listening there, chuckling a bit as I fall all over my tongue. Horbach cycles around, out to the left point for Licky. Came down, but afraid that maybe Brindley would poke it ahead for a breakaway. Slow it, and eventually won the puck free. Good play by Mike for Licky. Tried once to bank it back out to center. Now protecting, the horn will sound. And after two periods of play, the Badgers trail Michigan 4-3. Adam Fantilli scored 31 seconds into the period for the hat trick, which gave the Wolverines a 4-1 advantage. But Matthew D. St. Foul scored at 13:51 and again at 18:57. And after two, it's Michigan 4, Wisconsin 3. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Boy, I tell you, Paul, when Adam Fantilli scored his third goal of the game 31 seconds into the second period, I said on air, it looks like Michigan's about ready to pull away. But give credit to the Cardinal and White. They hung in there, and it's a one-goal game going to the third period and an elimination game of the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, it's a little bit been the Adam Fantilli, Matthew D. St. Foul show this weekend. And Fantilli scores a natural hat trick with three straight, and Matthew D. St. Foul comes back and scores two and hopefully a third in the third period. But it's a wild battle here. My favorite NHL team, the Rangers, used No Quit in New York last year in the playoffs and this year. And that's exactly what the Badgers have done here tonight for sure. And same as yesterday. There's no quit in this series so far for either team.
Yep. I didn't know you were a Rangers fan. Right? No quit. I like that. I like that. I know Mrs. Andringa sent me a text earlier. Keep hope alive was the phrase that Father Mike used to use all the time. It's been fun. This is what we were hoping for. The Badgers have had a rough season, no doubt, but it was exciting last night. Fell 6-5 in overtime. Here tonight it's 4-3 going to the third. Second intermission coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
11% off everything is back. Menards carries a great selection of in-stock appliances. From countertops to cabinetry, we have everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Complete your look with Quality 1 Oak cabinets. These cabinets come ready to install, ready to finish, and are ready to take home today. All Quality 1 cabinets are 11% off. Good to March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Day in Madison.
Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Michigan 4, Wisconsin 3, second intermission. Again, Adam Fantilli scored at 31 seconds of the second period for the hat trick. McGroarty and Pearson with helpers. And then at 13:51, Matthew D. St. Fowl scored his 12th of the year from Lucius and Brock Caulfield. D. St. Fowl again at 18:57 from Caulfield and Bantle. Actually, Dominic Mercer get the secondary assist on D. St. Fowl's first goal of the game tonight. Shots on goal in that second period, 20-14 in favor of Wisconsin. Jared Moe stopped 13 shots in that second period. He has 20 saves so far. Eric Portillo, 18 stops in the second. He has 26 through two periods. Badgers down by a one with one period to play. Back in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
We'll be right back. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, Penn State forced a decisive Game 3 at Ohio State with a 2-1 overtime win today. Michigan State forced a decisive Game 3 in South Bend by beating Notre Dame 4-2. Badgers trail Michigan 4-3, needing a win to force a Game 3 tomorrow night here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. And the third period's coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 20. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
And I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. The Badgers start the third period, trailing fourth-ranked Michigan 4-3, needing a win to play again tomorrow night and keep alive hopes of keeping the season alive. Wisconsin will attack the goal to our left. Jared Moe between the pipes to our right. Wisconsin wins the opening faceoff of the third period, and Ben Dexheimer hammers it around in. To the left wing it comes. Vorlicki bends at the waist to keep the puck at the blue line, then batted away from him. Brock Caulfield's got it. Angles a pass intended for Stang. Pokes it past Kerenning. Gives chase below the goal line of the Michigan zone. Stang flying as he comes around to the near side wall. Eventually taken away by Brindley, but hammered back in by Brock Caulfield. Portillo out of his net. Patient as he hits Stephen Holtz on the far side wall. And then the puck deflected into the Badger bench and hits the right hip of Mark Osiecki, who calmly hands the puck to Nate Lapointe. Nate puts it in his pocket and refuses to give it to any of the Michigan fans surrounding the Badgers bench.
He's not too far away from a handful of Badger fans, but he's down the wrong end of the bench.
Yeah, he is. Nate just calmly just, no, we're not going to deal with that. Longtime equipment manager Nate Lapointe.
Following the lead of Shea Donovan in warmups tonight. He broke a stick and teased the student section he was going to give it to him.
Oh, long-range shot off the draw by LeMaster, fluttered wide of Portillo, never saw it. It hit the near or the left corner wall to Portillo's right. Michigan tries to exit the zone, but Hughes threw it off the body of Bantle. Carson now will whip it around. Portillo slows it down behind the net, paddles it towards the far side wall. Pearson then moves it along. Eventually held by Duke in a spinning outlet pass to Samuskevich. Lotch stepped up on him, forced him to dump it in. LeMaster after it quickly, angles a pass beautifully to Carson Bantle. The Badgers break out. Bantle leans in on T.J. Hughes and goes down and lost possession. Badgers change. Samuskevich, Kuhlman's on him. Low right, Samuskevich places it to the left corner of the attacking zone for the Wolverines, and then Granowitz ran into care, and the Badgers able to bank it up and out. It flutters towards Portillo. It will not be icing as Ethan Edwards hustles back for Michigan. 4-3, Wolverines lead. 90 seconds gone by here in the third period. Game two, best of three, Big Ten playoff series. Lead feed went deflected. Nolan Moyle gave chase. It was headed towards the Badgers' cage. Kerr got there first and then wiped out. Michigan pressuring. Pass in front. Moyle got spun around, fell down as that puck was deflected wide. Moyle still forechecking. Kuhlemans, though, played it to the near side wall. Kerr runs into his teammate Stramel. Lucius looking for the biscuit. It comes back behind the Badgers' net. Moyle slowed by Kuhlemans, taken by DeSaint Fowl. His pass batted towards the middle of the ice, knocked down by Kerr. Ahead to Lucius, fed Stramel, tried to get it deep, but Holtz got in the way. Michigan will try to counter here. Granowitz to the left corner. First man there, Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer. Freshman defenseman, played it around to Mersch, and then taken away by Nazer, dumped back deep. Eric Ciccolini feeds it to the right corner of the Wisconsin zone, out to the point now Holtz, fanned it, a cross-ice pass. Now off the wall comes Hallam, darts to the high slot, backside left. Here's Pierre Karinen, his shot short side, stopped by Moe. Not a goal scorer, Jake Karinen, only three in his career and a chance, and Moe keeps that out. 17:15 to go in the third. Badgers trailing 4-3. Puck ricocheted. Came free. Ertl. He's got a step maybe on Holtz. Oh, he shoots one. Left pad save made by Portillo. Holtz was with him stride for stride. Really couldn't get ahead of him, and he tried to shoot it glove side on Portillo. And the Michigan netminder made the stop, but the Wolverines have iced the puck and a faceoff down to our left. 16:58 left in the third. A 4-3 Michigan lead.
Another, quote, fourth liner play here. Jack Erdahl right inside the blue line, blocked a pass or a shot and went the other way with it. Didn't quite, as you mentioned, get the breakaway, but a good shot on the rush from just before the hash marks.
Ron Caulfield with a faceoff, came all the way out to Jugnauth, sets and shoots, just missed, off the end boards, chance, Caulfield, Bantle scores! Carson Bantle didn't have a shot on goal last night, buries the ricochet, and Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 4 in the third.
Tyson Jugnauth from the point just gets it towards the net. It took a great bounce off the backboards. Badgers sitting there. Brock Caulfield takes a whack. It looked like he was going to be able to put it in a net. It never got there, but Carson Bantle there for the loose puck, and the Badgers have come back from three goals and tie this game.
3:08, the time of Carson Bantle's ninth goal of the season. Give Brock Caulfield the primary assist and Tyson Jugnauth the secondary. It was 4-1, 30 seconds into the second. It's now 4-4, 3:30 into the third. Wisconsin in its own zone. D-to-D, LeMaster to Lodge. Good play by Pearson stepping up. Batted it back deep into the Wisconsin end. LeMaster turned back to his right, ran into Brindley, who played it to the corner. Fantilli reaches for it, but Wisconsin's Jack Horbach scoops it high in the air. Now a foot race, and Korniak beat Pearson down the ice, preventing icing. Then his centering pass, hoping to hit Wisconsin's Stramel, didn't connect. Puck back into the Wisconsin zone off a skate. Ricochet to the corner. Fantilli wipes out. Wisconsin Stramel goes to get it. Sidesteps Dylan Duke. Cuts back to the right. Tried to do a bit too much. Duke took the puck away. Samuskevich tried to get it deep, but Dexheimer got in the way. Now Lucius at the center circle. Following up is DeSaint Fowl. He's got it. And a turnaround shot long range. Easy glove save Portillo. And a stoppage in play. 14:57 to go in the third. It's a 4-4 hockey game. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Nifty passing there by Wisconsin on that entry. Some small area passes. Just move it 3 or 4 feet twice, and then you open up the ice for Manny DeSaint Fowl for a chance.
Here's DeSaint Fowl, half boards right, cycling along with Cruz Lucius. A 4-4 game. Lucius tried to pull the puck between Ethan Edwards And the other forward, Dylan Duke, now down low right. It's Lucius. Pass to the right wing. And a tough angled shot by DeSaint Foul. Stopped by Portillo. Left corner, Lucius throws it out to the point. Now Kulemans refeeds deep. Batted down by Lucius. Back towards the blue line. Kept alive by Kulemans. Lucius jammed it free. Stramel couldn't reach, nor could DeSaint Foul. Back behind the Michigan net. And they bank it out to center. Here's TJ Hughes with Samuskevich. Two on two. Hughes pass. Samuskevich couldn't catch. Boy, a slow back check by Charlie Stramel. Now a turnover. TJ Hughes, good poke check by Jared Moe. Goodness, they had to stop it coming down all by himself. And Moe with an excellent poke check. Here is Dominic Mersch now. Long range shot upstairs. Just missed top corner over the glove hand of Portillo. Puck at center. Picked up by Estapa. Slowed by Lotch into the Wisconsin zone. Estapa back up off his knees, and then his pass was errant, intercepted by Wisconsin's Malmquist. Now Erdahl will throw it at Portillo, who directs it to the near corner. Towards the left point, Lotch works his way down the wall to the corner. Behind the net, Malmquist centering pass, ricocheted into the air. Erdahl knocked down. Mersch after it. He's on his knees, trying to dig it free. Granowitz comes out of there with it for Michigan and places it to center ice. 14-14 left here in the third, a 4-4 game. Badgers have erased a three-goal deficit against the fourth-ranked team in the country on their rink. Here's Ciccolini on the attack. Off-balance shot, missed it, going glove side on Moe. Malmquist collects, flips it back behind the Badgers net. Kerr, outlet to the stick of Stang. Angles a pass, Malmquist, hoping he can beat Pearson to the puck. Cannot. Keaton Pearson turns now. Ciccolini turned it over. Caulfield, Malmquist sends it deep. Badgers need a change. Stang, the first forward in. But a nice outlet pass used to Ciccolini, wide right in the Wisconsin zone, slowed by Vorlicki, who peels off of him and goes after the puck behind the net. Vorlicki high off the glass, around and out. 6.5 minutes into the third period. 4-4 game, Wisconsin and Michigan. Big Ten tournament opening round. Here's McGroarty now. Tried to center to Fantilli. Off a skate and gobbled up by Horbach, who took a hit from Brindley. Now Bantle trying to get the puck from Casey. No luck. Pass through center. Brindley hard to the net. Fantilli. Brindley walks in all by his lonesome. Moe with a save. Big rebound there. Gobbled up by Wisconsin. Korniak and Horbach the other way. Korniak tried to hit Horbach up the middle of the ice, but well too far. Holtz now to Fantilli. Here's McGroarty on the attack. Korniak from behind hugs him, brings him down. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Korniak. From behind, he kind of put both arms around him with his stick and tried to slow down. McGroarty easily wiped out then and went into the Badgers' cage. But that should be a two-minute minor on Korniak for holding. That was pretty evident.
Even though, or it's Jack Korniak still had an argument to make.
Yeah. Again, McGroarty went down rather easily as Korniak hugged him from behind, but the Badgers' fifth-year senior gets the gate at 7:13. Michigan on the power play, 1-for-2 tonight and 2-for-5 on the weekend.
The Badgers battle all the way back here, down 3.
Face off won by Michigan. Casey with it right wing. Down towards the hash marks. Now Edwards. Backside left. Hughes centering pass. Ricochet. Nice play. And the redirect by Nazer. Stopped by Moe. And he hangs on. Wow. That, you can describe that, Paul. That was a beautiful play.
I'm not sure I can, but a pass across. I think it was TJ Hughes on the right wing. Put the puck in the middle of the ice. And Nazer redirected it through his own legs. Puck went through his legs. Put the stick there and redirected it on Jared Moe, who made the save and held on.
Face off to the right of Moe. Won by Michigan. Edwards straight away, pressured by Caulfield. Now Hughes pressured by Kerr. Cross-ice pass deflected by Caulfield to the stick of Horbach. He turns away from pressure deep into the Wisconsin zone and then turns all the way to his right and flings it down. 30 seconds gone by on the Korniak two-minute minor.
So Wisconsin got pressure right on the point, and on that play, forced him to make a couple of passes, and
Gazer sets up Hughes, and Moe sliding left to right, swallows that puck and hangs on, and another faceoff in the Wisconsin zone.
Say also a good stick up on high, up high for Wisconsin to block a pass and get the puck out.
The Wisconsin 4, Michigan 4, after a 6-5 Wolverines overtime victory last night. Fantilli to take the draw against Lindmark to the right of Moe. And Lindmark steps around Fantilli and knocks it free to Horbach. Badgers shorthanded. Horbach skates into the zone and then ran into Luke Hughes, who took the puck away. Now Fantilli the other way. Wide right. The left-hander stops. Backpedaling. Here's Luke Hughes. Back to Fantilli. Open. Tough angled shot. Fought off by Moe. Loose puck. Played to the near side wall. Lotch can't reach it. McGroarty now finds Samuskevich. Straight away it's Hughes. Luke Hughes looks back left wing. Here's Brindley. Nobody pressuring him. He steps in front. Samuskevich. Puck came to Fantilli. And what a save by Jared Moe. Oh, the ricochet to Fantilli's stick. Pucks always find the best players. And Moe coming to his left somehow made a wonderful glove save.
Amazing how the puck just finds him. It was a searing pass to another Michigan player. He couldn't handle the puck, but it bounced perfectly to Fantilli. And Moe, in good position, gave it a little flavor.
A little relish on that one.
When it landed in his glove.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Wierlicki to Karen Hill clear. Yeah, he had as much relish on that save as I had on the broad I had. And only half the broad. That was not very good, by the way. Oh, here we go. Let's play. Oh, Stang with a steal at center. One-on-one with Luke Hughes. Tries to cut in on him. Hughes cuts him off. Stang still protecting the puck shorthanded. And eventually he's triple-teamed and lost the handle. 20 seconds left in the two-minute minor to Jack Korniak. Badgers trying to stay even. On the attack, Brindley. Tough angled shot. Right pad saved by Moe. Ricocheted out to the blue line. Held in by Luke Hughes. Brindley now left wing. 10 seconds left on the man advantage for Michigan. Brindley again walks in top of the left circle and whistled one off of something. And then up and out of play it went with 5 seconds left to kill off for the Badgers.
I think the shot missed the net. And it might have hit the dasher, the top of the right in the blue, and bounced up into the netting for the defensive zone faceoff here for Wisconsin. Again, 5 seconds away from a humongous kill.
34-32, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. The score tied at 4. Brock Caulfield to take the faceoff. Dominic Mersch out there with Kuhlemans and Wierlicki. It'll be a stopper to take the draw for Brandon Nerado's Wolverines. He goes to his knees and lost it, and Kuhlemans clears, and the Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill. 4-4 game, Wisconsin back at full strength, 10:40 to go in the third. Nolan Moyle on the attack, low right, shoots one, didn't get through, blocked down by Wisconsin's Kuhlemans. Whacked it to the near wall, Jugnauth now leads it ahead. Lucius waits for it, cherry picking just a bit, tried to tap it back to Stramel as the Badgers join the rush, but it drew Wisconsin offside, so they touch up. Now Michigan with a puck. Stoppa slides it ahead, finding Ciccolini, who was wide open, low left, and he couldn't handle the pass. He lifted up his head as the puck was getting to his stick. Oh, I don't know how he sprung free all of a sudden. Ciccolini is no speed demon. He's wide open in front of the net right now. Nobody picks him up. Badgers can't clear. Behind the net now, Kuhlemans pulls it away from a Wolverine. DeSaint Fowl tries to bat it up and out. He gets knocked to his knees. Puck still loose, and eventually Kuhlemans able to chuck it out to center. But Hallam, the other way, mishandles. Lucius slows him. Taken by Ciccolini. Holt's shot. Slow-moving shot kicked out by Moe. Ricocheted free to Karinen. Down low left, Hallam. His pass blocked by Jugnauth. Hallam tries again. Caulfield right there. Played it up off the glass to Lucius, who bats at it baseball style. Right on goal from about 120 feet away.
That was impressive.
It was. And now Nazer with the puck back by the Michigan blue line. Freshman in his eighth game this season, missed the start because of major knee surgery experienced last summer. Oh, a setup in the middle of the ice for Hallam, and a late recovery by Bantle to bump into Hallam, preventing him from catching the puck. He was 10 feet away with a point-blank shot. Bantle in the offensive zone, using his big body to protect. Here's Mersch now, his shot off the stick of Hallam and wide. Under 9 minutes left. Lotch deep left. Hughes blind pass. Can't clear. Stang steps in. His shot. Where did it go? I think it went off of traffic before it got to Portillo. And here comes Michigan on the attack. Samuskevich one on three. Tried to go short side. Moe with a save. Boy, all of a sudden, Samuskevich just has that little extra gear, and he's been getting wide. Not as fast as Fantilli, but awfully similar. Samuskevich, first round pick of the Florida Panthers a couple of years ago. Badgers rimmed it around. Malmquist, they say, apparently got a piece of it, or no? They're going to call icing on Wisconsin. 8:26 left in the third. It's a 4-4 game.
I just don't like that call. Liam Momquist, he was the Pearson for Michigan, came up and played Momquist on the sideboards. Had a chance to play the puck, but the linesman didn't see it that way. And Badgers look, a couple of guys look a little bit tired here.
Face off to Moe's left. Jared Moe's settled down after giving up three goals in the first period and has played well for Wisconsin. 30 saves tonight from Moe and a whistle. What do we got?
Touch with a high stick is what one of the refs called.
All right. So they'll drop it again in the Wisconsin zone. Dominic Mersch wants to change. And Colin Kronforst and the referees will converse. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Mersch will come off. Lindmark will step in. No, Dominic's going to stay.
I think Zach Erdahl might have snuck off.
Mersch, Malmquist, and Lindmark right now for the faceoff. Brindley will take the draw for Michigan. Puck still loose in the circle. Whacked at, hacked at, eventually came out to Edwards. His long-range shot well wide of the mark. Casey was calling for it. Now he comes down the half-boards behind the net. No-look pass, Fantilli intended for McGroarty. Bad one picked off by Malmquist. He gains the red line and dumps it in. 8 minutes left in regulation. Wisconsin 4, Michigan 4. Badgers need to win to play again tomorrow. Here's McGroarty. Fires it deep into the Wisconsin zone, hoping Fantilli can get there first. Canceled out by Vorlicki, and he rims it up off the glass and out of play. Now the whistle blows. Referee didn't see it initially. 7:48 to go here in the third. Again, a 4-4 game between the Badgers and the Wolverines. And we'll pause as we've got the mid-period break. Again, a 4-4 game. Don't go anywhere, anybody. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Thanks to Aisha Jackson, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco upstairs at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. A 4-4 game. Game two of this best-of-three playoff series. Puck played towards the middle of the Wisconsin zone. Batted down by Dexheimer, and Horbach picked it up. A hand pass on the Badger. I tell you, Fantilli, I mean, he's so fun to watch. He's got the speed and the skill, but then he just, his IQ, I mean, he just puts the puck in places that makes it difficult on the defense.
And he was in great position to cover for his defenseman, Luke Hughes, who pinched in a little bit, and we saw him earlier just flip the puck towards the middle of the net, and the same exact thing happened. A hand pass by Wisconsin just knocking it out of the way.
Battle for the faceoff eventually won by the Badgers and scooped out by Dexheimer. Lead feed. McGroarty taps it to Fantilli across the line. Right wing. Long range shot. Stick save Moe. And out of play. It sails. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Right there. Look at Fantilli. I think he looked across. He saw Brindley coming down the other side and just put it on net from the blue line and tried to hit the far pad of Moe to get a rebound, but Moe was better and sticked it into the netting.
Fourth line out for Michigan. Badgers win the draw. Caulfield beat Moyle. Hard rim around by Kuhlman's too strong, and that's icing on Wisconsin. Quite a few fans dressed in red across the way behind the Badgers bench. Jaxton, the young lad, with his dad, Eric, and he's got a friend along. You see Dwayne Dirksen sitting across the way. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh is here not only to take in the game, but to watch the Big Ten Wrestling Championships next door at Chrysler Arena. Associate AD Jason King here as well. Badgers trying to extend their season on the ice. They're tied at 4, 7, 17 left. Face off inside the Wisconsin zone to the left of Jared Moe. Badgers win it. This time Kuhlemans rims it around a little bit less strongly. And Stang got the job done, and Bantle